With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices is asking a federal court to put on hold a ruling that would allow political parties to donate unlimited amounts of money to campaigns. Corin Cates Carney reports.
On Tuesday, a Montana District Court judge struck down limits on contributions to candidates. The judge said the limits were unconstitutional. When that happened, Montana's old contribution laws went into effect, except for the laws capping how much a political party can give. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell says he spoke with the Attorney General's office and they will ask the judge for a stay that would restore the current limits on political party contributions for 2016.
The reason you have limits is to create a situation where candidates, political committees, and the public have some certainty about how elections are going to be funded. If you don't have limits, then you're into the possibility that you could have incredible amounts of special interest money coming into the state.
Indiana-based attorney James Bopp, who represented the plaintiffs in the case and who has challenged campaign finance laws across the country, says there is no evidence that limiting the amount political parties can give will negatively impact candidates seeking election.
It's really ridiculous to think that a political party would corrupt its own candidates by exchanging contributions for, a promise to vote this way or the other. I mean, political parties are simpatico with their candidates, not seeking to corrupt them.
Before Tuesday's ruling, state law capped total contributions from political parties to candidates, ranging from $850 per election for a state House candidate and just over $23,000 for a gubernatorial candidate. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.